is the Riot Podcast.
Happy National Donut Day. I feel like we should be singing a song with it.
There may or may not be donuts in this podcast.
You're going to have to find out.
You'll have to listen all the way to the end to find
out.
Will
they or will they not get donuts?
Oh, it's always they, won't they's that are the most exciting stories.
Well, in this, we also did a Riot food fight. Is this included?
Yeah.
With the Riot, that's not ours, the Doritos, and it's the spicy ones, the Heat Wave barbecue flavor.
Yeah, there's that Riot control for super hot VR. And you know, I have a question for all of you that listen to the podcast. I've listened to some of the podcast over the last week or two. And, you know, in between our talk breaks, a liner runs.
Yeah,
those are the little things that are like, worst of the Riot, it's the worst,
wee,
blah, blah,
wee,
blah.
Wee. Honk, honk.
Do you guys want those in the podcast?
What else would you put in there, or just break to break?
I literally thought about just a
swoosh.
Whoosh. Yep. Just a whoosh in between because, you know, I think they're funny, but if you're a podcast listener, you hear them a lot.
Sure.
And there's no music to break it up and whatever.
Maybe a whoosh or a wing or a ding would be better. Something quick.
Just a small noise to let you know that you've moved on to the next thing.
Like the ding when you used to hear books. Like if you were doing an audio book.
It's time to turn the page. When you hear R2-D2 beep like this.
Yeah, that might be good.
So I was just thinking. So I want to hear from you guys. I mean, it doesn't affect us one way or the other.
And you're still getting something.
Right. It's still there, but
just what do you prefer?
You know, would you like to hear that or not? So take some time this week. And if you're someone that skips the intro, whoops, shouldn't be skipping the intro, huh?
Well, please let us know what you like or what you prefer. Let's keep it nice.
I'm going to put it on our Facebook page right now.
Oh, great.
So you can stop by Radio U Riot on Facebook. Let us know what you think. And also while you're there, we've got a couple of videos for you to watch. There's the Doritos taste test.
Yeah, you can see that on our Radio U Riot Facebook page.
And then there is also the Super Hot VR Obadiah Plays.
Which you can just watch sounds that. Like you're conceited. Like, hey, dude, Super Hot VR. I did it.
Dude, wait till you
but
see.
But that's the name of the game.
Wait till you see Obadiah in
Super Hot VR. That's the best virtual reality ever.
But eating those Doritos right like you're there.
You can message us on our Radio U Riot Facebook. You can also email us riot@radiou.com anytime you want to or let us know what you think.
Fantastic.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Sometimes a bad example is the best example. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
If you're bored and you think to yourself, I'd like to see somebody flailing their arms this morning. That's what I really want is, could I see you? Not all of you. Could you obscure your eyes and flail your arms for me?
Just a little bit.
Could you do that?
Is that how the morning has been?
Well, no, I was just going to tell you, you could if you go to Radio U Riot on Facebook, you'll find the latest Obadiah Plays.
Yay, what'd you play yesterday?
Well, I want to tell you, Nikki, I was dead set on not doing a VR game for Obadiah Plays this week.
Virtual reality game.
Yes, that didn't pan out, which is weird to say, but doing the virtual reality, which was so hard, that was the easy way out this week. I don't know what the deal is, but we did get a code. Well, I got two codes this week. One is for the VR game I played, which was Super Hot, which we're going to cover in Riot Control today. But we also got one for a game called Everspace. Just came out for the Xbox and the PC, and I was going to play that. And they put out a patch yesterday. I downloaded it, like you do, automatically, giving it no thought, and that completely killed all the sound. It made no more sound.
Well, it was a patch. It was something.
That patch made a new hole.
Aww.
And so I fooled around with that for a while, and finally I was like, look, I got to do something. So I did the Super Hot thing, so we'll do that. But if you want to see the video of it, you can. And I can just tell by the tone in my voice, I was having fun yesterday because I went back and listened to it. And it's that thing where you're watching somebody in virtual reality, like I'm just all over the place, arms waving in the air. I would say, don't look at me.
Look at the game. Okay.
just do me that favor, as it will. I mean, I'm like down on my knees, hiding behind things. Because, and again, in the game, makes perfect sense.
Sure, but when you're just watching
yourself, you're like,
What is this man doing?
Oh, gosh.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
Oh, gosh.
You can check it out at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page or Radio U Riot YouTube channel. Did you put it there?
It's also on the YouTube channel. Though I got to tell you, it is in HD on the Facebook page and the YouTube one is not because I continue to have it. it's more ongoing arm flailing.
Story. It's fine.
It's ongoing stories of like nobody really cares, Obadiah, and I know. I hear you. That's why I'm saying it
Something's
looks better
going
on Facebook.
On. That's okay.
It just does.
The Riots is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Now, you guys may not feel this way, but I feel like Netflix has just been in make it rain mode for like a long time.
Anything and everything. It's like, oh, that's a Netflix original, or oh, that's a Netflix series.
Do you have an idea for a show straight to series?
You can get one.
Hey, look, I wrote this on a napkin. Series.
That's a Netflix series.
Hey, so-and-so canceled. We'll take it. You know, just anything and everything.
Except in the last couple of weeks, they've canceled several shows. So people have said Netflix is now starting to act more like a TV network because they're canceling things.
Well, I have a couple thoughts because that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Is Netflix is starting to say like, canceling really is one of those things where they say, hey, we're five shows in. Canceled.
Yes.
You know, I feel like they're just not renewing a contract,
that
which is
correct.
Not exactly. I don't feel like it's as mean.
There was one that got canceled or not renewed. And I read an article where they're like, how could they not let us close our story out? And it was so done in a way where it was like, you mean Netflix has to let you have more shows? It was so bad. It's like, why? I mean, you're doing this to where you're really just hurting the people.
Right.
When they weren't watching the show, because if they were, Netflix would have kept it.
And that's, to me, indicative of, again, what people think about Netflix. They're like, listen, they just have all the money in the world and you can do anything you want.
It's like, why would you not keep the shows?
And they yesterday announced that they are canceling Sense8.
Yes.
Which I never watched, but Sense8 is the Wachowskis show. You know, the people behind The Matrix and the...
They had two seasons.
Yeah. And after this second season, Netflix was like, yeah, we're probably good on that.
Well, I have a feeling that's the budget for that show was maybe more
no,
than...
It was, it,
was
as I understood,
lot.
It had a pretty large budget.
Yes. Compared to, you know, all the other Netflix originals you're seeing.
Look, man, as long as they keep making my Travelers show for me...
then you're fine.
And the Voltron... I need him to keep making that.
We're
Voltron.
Just in a society now where, and we've commented this before, you had a show you liked when you grew up. Okay, great. I want it back. Okay, someone's going to pick it back up and bring it back again. We just don't get anything like a no. No one tells us no anymore. So this feels like Netflix is saying no, and we're just not used to hearing it.
Actually, man, that...
Because it's like, well, what do you mean? Someone else pick it up now.
I wasn't with you until you said that sentence, and now I completely
now
get what...
It?
Yes, absolutely. You're right. It is. That is it. Netflix has been nothing but like a freewheeling rich uncle that will do anything you want.
Yes.
Anything you want.
You and mean now, the big bad network canceled my TV show that no one watched?
Netflix will fix it. Don't you worry about
well,
it, son.
Even Amazon and a few others to a degree are not letting us have a no when you just need to tell us that.
Amazon's nothing but no. They're just like, would you like to see this Palme d'Or? Can select. It's like, no.
Award winning.
Do you have anything good? And they're like, no, they don't have anything good. But yes, okay, I'm with you. Netflix, it feels like all of the sudden they woke up and they're like, man, we can't keep doing this.
Yes, they can't. And that is perfectly fine. We're okay to hear that. It might hurt for some.
No, Nikki, people aren't okay with it.
Well, they're going to have to be.
Netflix is just like everybody else.
And so help me for this show, if Hulu's like, well, we'll take it. Just close the show.
I don't think Hulu should do that. And, you know, just as a side note, if you really want to see, if you find stuff on Netflix right now that you think isn't very good, I encourage you to take 5 minutes and dig deep into the categories that they have on Amazon Prime Video. Some of the stuff that you're going to find, I mean, Netflix worst doesn't come close to the stuff you'll find.
There's nothing award-winning.
You don't have to apologize unless you've done something wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't even think straight right now.
This is the worst of the riot. We're very, very sorry.
This is a great country, Nikki. The United States of America. And one of the things I love about this country is we have a national holiday on Monday. And you would think, oh, that's enough for the week. Shut it down.
No, there's more.
We got a national holiday happening right now. That's National Donut Day. Right now.
I appreciated everybody's messages yesterday to make sure we did not forget today was National Donut Day.
So many people. The only thing is I didn't bring any donuts, did you?
No, I did not.
I got to be honest, I was running pretty late this morning.
There wasn't enough time to celebrate the holiday.
In the back of my mind, I thought maybe I'd go get donuts and bring them in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't.
I thought maybe you would, too.
I didn't do it. So it was kind of
So is this a call to any other Radio U staff members who perhaps will be on their way in sometime on this holiday?
Something to think about.
It might be nice.
All right. Well, I got a couple of ways to snag some free donuts here. All right. Krispy Kreme, you get a free donut. Thing I appreciate about them is I believe them to be the only people on this list.
Yeah, where they're like free donut.
That are just straight up walk in, get a donut.
Meaning no qualifiers.
No qualifiers. You go to Krispy Kreme, you can get a free donut. Any donut. A free donut of your choice. That's it. So that's something.
National Donut Day.
Dunkin' Donuts, they are offering a free donut if you make a beverage purchase.
Yeah, the drinks will come into play today, guys.
So you got to get a call. You have to get something, and they'll give you a free donut. Cumberland Farms?
Never heard of them.
Me either. Customers get a free donut with the purchase of any dispensed beverage. So you can't buy a bottle of something. You have to get something that
something
came
out
from them. Duck Donuts? They're offering one free made-to-order donut with any purchase. So if you buy a donut, you can get a free donut. You have to buy
something.
It's like sleeping all night in the Walmart parking lot. You can,
but you have
to buy something. And then, really, that's about it. I don't see everybody else. Those are all local places. So let's see. What about Tim Hortons? Let's see if they've got anything going for Donut Day today. Tim Hortons.
They want to let you know they're not just donuts. Okay, that's maybe how you remember them, but they do so much more.
You know what? I'm not seeing anything. Let's check their Twitter feed just to make sure.
Just to double check.
Oh, yeah. We got nothing. In fact, Tim Hortons hasn't tweeted since May 31st. Social media, guys.
Hello.
That was 2 days ago.
Are you supposed to be nasty to some other company?
Aren't you supposed to mock something?
Like snarky and funny and something like that.
Isn't that what you do on the Twitter?
Be critical about someone else's frozen donuts.
Something? Hey, actually, I don't think they can make that particular joke.
Theirs are probably frozen too.
Yeah, they're flying them things in from Canada kind of thing.
Chad asked about Jolly Pirate.
Chad, you know, that's like,
is Jolly Pirate still around?
There's like two left in the whole world.
That ship has sailed.
I mean,
that boat has sunk a long time ago.
That might not be completely true, but let me put it to you this way. When you search Jolly Pirate, I can't find a central website.
There must be.
No.
Jolly Pirate Donuts. Yeah, there's a couple.
No, do you see a
Do they have a website? No, they don't.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a lot of Yelp stuff about the stores.
Here's a Facebook page for
here we go. Oh, nope, that's a cruise thing. That's not a donut shop.
They have great donuts, though. If you can find one, they're really great. Let's see. Anybody to it? Okay, this is only... I don't know if this is corporate or what, but at Jolly Pirate, you buy a dozen donuts or a sandwich, and you can register to win $500.
For National Donut Day?
But they're not giving away
anything.
Donuts.
Anything? Well, yeah. They don't have as much to give.
Gosh, donuts sound good, don't they?
Doesn't it?
Can we shut up about them already?
I don't see them here.
You know what, Nikki, here. Let's dig into the reserves. It's not a donut. It's
what
not
do we
even
have?
Close, but we could do a taste test with these beauties.
Yeah, Doritos Heatwave chips, that's just like a donut.
I said it's not like a donut.
No, it's
I
totally
was very
like it.
Clear
is
that about
cream that. Filling? Is that a Long John?
I'll tell you what. I say up in about 10 minutes, you and me in this bag.
Oh, yeah, let's have some hot chips.
Well, you know what, Nikki? They say spicy food helps you eat less. So
that'll kill the appetite for any donuts we might get this morning.
Maybe it'll help. Maybe it will.
Oh, great.
Oh, don't go negative, Nikki.
No, I want to... Well, negative Nikki is a thing.
Send your complaints regarding that worst of the riot moment to fireobadiah at radiou.com.
All right. The riot is live on Facebook right now, as we do. for the Riot Food Fights. So if you would like to join us there, you can.
That's at Radio U or our show page, Radio U Riot.
I can't even find
it. Well, it'll be there soon.
It'll be there soon. You can
see it. It's awfully early for something spicy.
You know what it is? But as you might recall, it was just a couple days ago that about 30 minutes from now, you were like, open the bag.
Oh, when we had these chips?
Yeah,
you're right.
So what we have here are Doritos Heatwave barbecue chips. So the idea behind these chips is very simple. You take a bite and you get you put it in your mouth and you get barbecue. But then you bite down, you're supposed to get heat. Well, they say, look right here, that... Wait, where is it? It's the idea is like when you take a bite, like the breaking of the chip
is supposed to unlock the heat.
Release the heat. Now, of course, that might just be something that you say. They have another flavor of these out there that's like a chili lime something.
Ooh, that would have been nice.
I don't know what it is, but let's see. Let's get a. Okay.
The barbecue, like the Doritos chip smells good.
I'll tell you what it smells like. Doritos jacked. Sweet Chipotle barbecue, whatever.
They got a name thing, don't they? Yeah, they do.
They quit making those chips, but I love them, and that they smell like this. Okay. What do you think?
I will say, there's nothing nicer than an open bag of Doritos.
It's got a good smell.
To wake you up in the morning.
So are you sorry that we opened this bag?
No, I'm happy that we did. But okay. Should we have gotten water? Like, is this supposed to be really spicy?
I have some water. I mean, it's not enough for both of us. So.
Oh, is this like a life thing of like if the riot was dying and we needed water and there was just a little left, would you share? Are you going to drink it all?
You can't ask for a man's canteen in the desert.
Come on. I would have thought a little bit more chivalry.
I want you to think of all the backwash in this. Do you want it?
If it's hot, yes.
Okay.
If it's not hot, no.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so these are the Heatwave Dorito barbecue chips. So
there's
the barbecue.
See, that's funny. I really taste the
heat,
like a chili kind of flavor to it. Some sort of
I guess we're just waiting for
pepper.
The wave, aren't we?
Yep. Where's the wave?
Where's the wave at?
All right, chip two, still waiting. Nope, found it. Didn't get to chip two. Oh yeah, that's really weird that it's like after all of the sweet flavor is gone, the heat remains.
Then it still stays. It's not a bad heat. It's actually really quite nice.
No, it's good. Thing you have to be careful of. The spicy Dorito.
Mm.
There's a couple of things. First off,
really good.
You're going to eat a lot of them, so there's going to be a lot of spice. That's one. And then
it could
two,
build to way to where the wave takes over.
Well, I always like to be careful because I like to get Doritos with like what I call a Magnum.
Yeah,
that's a 44-ounce soda from the gas station, and you can burn through your soda really fast if you're eating a spicy Dorito.
Mm-mm-mm. That'll do.
It's getting hotter though. Like, are you noticing?
Your face?
Yeah.
Your face is getting a little flushed.
Yeah.
Starting to get a little beads of sweat. But it's not at all overpowering.
It's not too much.
Well,
see, like, I sweat for everything, so don't let that bother you.
No, I mean, like, Doritos could have gone all like, you can't handle the heat. And it's like, no, you can handle it.
No, it's a good kind of heat.
It's a good, nice heat.
There's bad heat and there's good heat. That is a good heat. I like those chips.
They're saying two experiences in one chip. So the Doritos Heatwave, first barbecue, then heat.
Oh, it's good.
That is delicious.
I like that. So, and I didn't see, like I said, there is another like two flavor.
A lime chili one.
I think that's what it is.
That'd be nice. I love their thing. They're like, first it's sweet and smoky and then it's, wait for it, fiery hot.
Oh, yeah.
Not that fiery hot.
Let's see. Doritos, Heatwave, Chipotle. This is called a Chipotle cream.
Let's look for that one.
Yeah, so that's the other Doritos flavor. Well, I like Chipotle flavored things.
Good.
Yep, I'm in on that. So,
all right, we are up for hot Doritos early on a morning.
Oh, it's hot.
That is good.
Anybody else awake right now? Okay.
Your taste buds?
Yeah, that was good.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the riot.
If you could have McDonald's at home, would you? Like, you mean like a whole building?
Like, like the assembly line and like the whole kitchen stuff? Or do you mean like delivery?
What about the play place? Can I get the play place in there? You guys still have the Hamburglar? What is he up to these days? No, I'm talking about this. Imagine you go to the frozen food section and you could have McDonald's at your place. Would you want it? Of course not.
Because the only reason that you're lowering yourself to eating that food is because someone else is making it and throwing it out the window at you.
You just hope that it lands in your car.
That's the only reason that you're willing to eat that food. Aside from the French fries, which we all know are grown in heaven and delivered by angels into the baskets.
I was going to say, sometimes even the nuggets, like sometimes the moment's right. For all that we are angry about it, sometimes it's okay.
Find me a moment that isn't right for a chicken McNugget, and I'll find a liar because that moment's not real.
So what is this about, though? McDonald's delivery?
Well, we got a little problem here, all right? Even McDonald's gets delivery. Not just McDonald's delivering to you, but a company by the name of Martin Brower delivers for McDonald's. And they do. You see those McDonald's trucks out there with their express lane on the side of their truck being so clever? Get it, express, express, we're funny. When you see those trucks, those are Martin Brower trucks. They deliver frozen McDonald's food because it's always frozen,
it's
never fresh.
It's fresh frozen.
Always frozen, never fresh. They deliver that to McDonald's, and then they eventually deliver it to you.
Well, are they having a problem?
Yeah, they are, because on Wednesday, I guess it was Tuesday, there was an employee who was driving one of those trucks, and he just went over to a bodega in New York and sold them $20,000 worth of McDonald's food.
McDonald's food.
I'm talking burgers, fries, apple pies, sausage, bacon, cheese, hotcakes, eggs, ketchup, butter, sugar.
Did he not want to, did he not want to drive the rest of the way?
I don't know if he abandoned the truck or what ended up happening, but he got the money from the guy at the bodega, and then
a bodega is like a convenience store.
But it's it's unbranded.
Mm-hmm.
So they're their
own.
Like
a corner shop.
It was like an independent store. So that means, like, you would have been, was it in Harlem, I think it was? Like, you'd be rolling through Harlem, stop off to get yourself some coffee and be like, oh, that sandwich looks familiar, but it looks good.
Is that
a McDonald's sandwich? Are you selling McDonald's now?
It's weird.
You know what? I probably
like, why would they
probably
be buying
eat it?
It?
What? Well, that's the other thing. Okay. Do you really think you could get away with it? Like, no one's going to notice.
Apparently, they thought that.
No one's going to notice that you have McDonald's apple pies, and you're like, nah, those are McDowell's. It's not McDonald's. What are you talking about?
just doesn't make sense, but I don't know. People try it.
But there it is. And I would like to know this. If McDonald's is saying that delivery was worth $20,000, how much money did this guy get for it?
That's the bigger question.
How much did he really get?
How much is the bodega paying?
$1,500? $1,000?
Probably quick cash, couple of thousand.
It couldn't be very much, right? And now he's going to go off and live on that money for a whole week.
Nope, they're going to find him.
It's going to be huge.
They're going to follow the egg sandwich trail.
The little packets of ketchup that are dripping out of his back pocket.
He just, when he gets home, he's so guilty, he just sees the sandwich start beating. Ba-boom, ba-boom.
The telltale.
Yes. You've done bad, and we will find you out.
The McGriddle. I hear it in my dreams.
That's right.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
Do you have an Xbox One? Then you wanted to play online when you bought it? Yeah, that's $60 a year. Do you have a PlayStation 4? Did you want to play online when you bought it? Yeah.
You sound like when you talk about airlines and you're buying tickets, and did you want a seat with that?
That's going to be $60 a year. Because, like, we're providing you with a service.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, look at all the free games you get. They're not free. I paid for them. Thank you. Now you've got an opportunity to do the very same thing. The Nintendo Switch seems to be succeeding in a way that I did not necessarily think it would succeed. I mean, I'm not saying it's not cool. I love the thing. I played Zelda like my life depended on it. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't get enough. But people just continue to really, really like the Switch. And it continues to be difficult to get a hold of. And it just, like, things look like the Switch has a really bright future. Well, Nintendo has not always been the best when it comes to online services, but they want you to know that they're doing a new thing with their online service. And starting in 2018, theirs will only cost $20 a year.
For their yearly game service?
Yep. So you can play games online. You can have voice chat. And they also say that there will be a compilation of classic Nintendo titles that have been modded for online multiplayer. Sorry?
Nintendo Galaxy? Mario Galaxy?
I don't see...
I'm sorry, what?
I
say it. Just say there's a chance.
There's always a chance.
I mean, there's only so many Nintendo games.
There's always a chance.
There's always a chance.
But...
probably not, because I would like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you don't have to be bitter about it.
No. It's not bitter. It's just like I'm acceptance of it. It's like I'm okay with it.
Okay. All right. I think the time will come when you'll get a chance to play Mario Galaxy again. We all went to great efforts to make that possible for you. Like,
yes.
I bought it for you.
You bought it, but then my parents told use the Nintendo Wii, so I had to give it back eventually.
Hey, what are your parents doing using the Wii?
They still play bowling every so often. And so I have no Nintendo Wii, so I just have Mario Galaxy 2, but I have no console.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you think that your parents never played it, and then as soon as you wanted it,
they were like, we want it back.
You know what? We got to start.
They couldn't share it with me.
We're bowling every night now.
I think my dad still Wii bowls.
We're back and forth on the tennis thing.
No,
like, can't get enough.
I think he really does, and maybe he didn't realize how much he missed it until it was gone.
As soon as it left, he was like, I feel like something's missing.
But yeah, I borrowed the Wii for a couple of weeks, and I just get this message like, hey, when are you bringing that back? I was like, fine, I'm bringing it back.
Are you using
it? So now I have Mario Galaxy 2 and nothing to play it on.
Well, we can do one of two things.
I'm not buying a Wii myself. So
all right, so we can do one thing. We can continue to hope and pray they release it for the Nintendo Switch. Okay.
I'll just wait for it somewhere
else. Wouldn't it be so much cheaper to go buy a used Wii?
No.
Than wait in line somewhere and drop? How much does the Switch even cost?
Is it $250?
Is it $300?
No, the graphics are so poor on it.
Nikki.
On the big TV, Nikki, stop it.
I'd
be willing to pay just to have it portable.
Okay.
And just looking better.
Hey, look. I'm with you 100%. I love Mario Galaxy. And they're just going to have to work on some of those mechanics because it was very, like, you had to point at things with the Wiimote.
It'd be hard, but...
can you touch it?
I think they have time.
They got...
in departments.
People.
People that,
you
know...
this whole world is dreaming that up.
Yeah. So right. It can't just be me.
Okay.
Imagine a world where the riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I just want you to know that I have been in contact with Chris about a half an hour ago, maybe 45 minutes. We discovered that for National Donut Day today,
which is today,
Oreo released a limited edition jelly donut flavored Oreo, but only at Walmart.
And it's limited, so...
Chris lives near a Walmart.
Is he going to stop on his way in?
And he works here.
Okay.
And he said that he is going to go and see if they have it. And if he does, he's going to bring it in and try to have it to us by the end of the show.
Okay. Now, he needs to get there early. Not like there's a rush.
Okay.
It's more like they're just not stocked and they're not out.
Yes, exactly that. And the other concern, Nikki, is that... I don't know if you want to call him and talk to him about it. Maybe, you know,
because he's tired. He doesn't want to get up and like participate in the show.
Well, I just feel like you were communicating a sense of urgency that my text messages probably didn't convey.
That's because text messages don't get a tone. They can have a tone.
Oh,
usually
they can have
a negative one.
No, they're always negative.
You're right. But I want him to understand the importance of it being National Donut Day.
Yeah.
Like if he can't do the Oreos, he could just... bring in donuts.
Just bring some donuts.
Yeah, well, so what, you know, I want the holiday to speak to him.
What you're saying to him is, hey,
he needs
Chris,
to get up.
This is on you.
Yes.
This is on you.
Get up.
He texted me back.
Yeah.
So he's, well, I mean,
he
don't have to be awake
to
text
he
people back.
Have to.
You're right. You're
so
right.
So I would be assuming and then will not have donuts.
I just assume Chris was on his morning 10-mile run that I'm sure he goes on. You know, before he comes in every day.
No, it's just, we just don't have donuts today, and it's a holiday.
I'll admit, I feel like we dropped the ball, but, you know, there are more people that have the chance, and if we really, like, if Chris doesn't come through with the Oreos, I could go get us some donuts after the show.
No, it's for the show, during the show, by the show.
All right. Well, you know.
So, no, we won't do anything then.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Welcome to Disturbing Town, Population 2.
Come on in.
If you count the dog. This is really messed up, Nikki. There's a woman named Susanna Dawn. She is a U.S. Postal Service worker. She's 47 years old, and she has just been charged with aggravated cruelty to animals, a Class C felony. And she was arrested.
Sounds like a classy felony, but you know,
a class C felony, because nothing classy about it.
So we don't know what's going to end up happening to her. She was arrested, then released after she posted bail.
What'd she do?
Well, okay, you know the long-standing relationship between dogs and postal workers.
Allegedly.
Hey, you know what? As a jogger, a runner, it's really a jog. It's almost a walk, really. I almost caught up with a guy yesterday that was walking while I was out running.
Have you experienced your own animal problems when out?
I mean, I know that, you know, your dogs, you love them, et cetera, but as someone that runs through the neighborhood and your dog practically jumps the fence and looks like it wants to take my head off, it gets a little annoying when they do it every day.
Excited to see you.
No. Some of them, sure.
They want to come meet you.
And eat you. But even I, with my hard, dark heart, would never do something like this. This lady, Susanna, she got so, should we say frustrated? Can we say exasperated?
Mad. Aggravated.
At the dogs on her route.
Did she poison them?
No, not exactly.
Feed them letters? Feed them mail?
She fed them something.
What'd she feed them?
She made meatballs that she put nails in.
Oh, what is wrong with you, lady? Oh, that's so nasty.
That is.
And fed them the meatballs with nails in them?
Yep, she did.
Did the dogs die? Or
no, did not die. Dogs did not die, but not good. Not good. So what ended up happening, they had a complaint 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there's one dog for sure, but there's another dog they think may also have been affected.
Oh, come on. Nancy was her name again?
Susanna.
Where'd I get Nancy from?
Somebody else in your life that you don't like?
Susanna.
A very mean one.
How dare you? That's terrible. Guess who's eating meatballs? You are.
Yeah, meatballs.
Eat your own. See if there's a problem.
The thing about this that's so rough is, okay, let's say you're out delivering the mail. A dog scares you, makes you mad. You do something inappropriate in a moment of rage or anger or whatever. Okay, you lost control for a second. It's not okay, but all right.
You just lost control then and there.
Right. This lady got mad, went home, bought hamburger, bought nails.
Browned the hamburger.
Cooked the burger. Made meatballs.
Put the nails in the meatballs.
Wrapping the nails in the meatballs.
And then drove back over to where these dogs are.
Put them in a little baggie.
I mean, went through the whole thing. Because now, like, normally I'd say, well, we talk ourselves out of it. Or like, what are you doing? Susanna, get your act together. That sort of thing. But she knows she went the whole way through.
At some point, she would say to herself, like, okay, all right, in my anger, I've made some poor choices, but
Now
I have these meatballs that I can't eat, and I'm going to put them in a bag, a couple of bags, because I wouldn't want an animal to randomly find them, and I'm going to put them in the trash.
Gosh, this lady.
But that's not what Susanna did. She completed the thought and went over. She's in trouble.
Yeah, she should be.
Also, it looks like she may not be working for the post office.
I hope not. There needs to be stronger rules and laws when it comes to people with animal abuse, and this would be a perfect example.
Actually, she hasn't fired yet. We don't know what she's going to do. The Postal Service has not returned phone calls to the news
agency.
Let's
give you an example here. You fire her.
Well, Nikki,
I mean,
I don't think technically you're going to fire a government employee.
Yeah, you can.
I think you
give
have
it
to
a try.
I think you have to pay them to sit in a room and watch TV or something. But like, you can't fire.
Just fire her.
Okay.
And make meatballs the rest of her life.
She's going to jail, but she's still getting paid. I'm making that part up. I don't actually know.
Just normally.
Just feels like
things.
That's what's
going to
happen.
They're like, well, you've been in jail for 5 years, but you're being paid.
Good news is we saved all your money, so.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U. Riot Control. Riot Control on Radio U.
I want to play a game.
So, last week, we got a code for Super Hot VR. Now, it's been out on the Oculus Rift for a while. It is now available
for the HTC Vive, and it's for sale on Steam. That's what we've been playing. Let me give you some background here. Super Hot is a game I bought last year.
And didn't you review it too?
I did.
Yeah, I thought it looked familiar.
It's available on the Xbox and it's available on the PC. Sorry, PS4 owners, but...
You get nothing.
That's... Well, maybe someday. But Super Hot is this idea that you just drop into this world where it's kind of a black and white world where these red polygonal guys are out trying to shoot you. So you try to shoot them back. And it's kind of cool when you hit them, they break apart like glass, and you'll actually hear glass shattering in your headphones when you're playing. Or I guess your speakers. And I mean, let's face it, that doesn't necessarily sound all that interesting. Oh, but wait.
You enjoyed it. It was more of like would fall under the independent release category.
Yeah, it was a kickstarted game.
Yeah.
And so here was the idea is that the big hook for Super Hot is time only moves when you do. And it moves at the speed that you do. So move slow, time goes slow. Move fast, time goes fast. And so it takes all of these different action movie scenarios and puts you in them, and it really turns it into puzzle solving. So you've got to figure out, like, okay, do I hit that guy? Do I grab this knife? Do I go for this gun? And it sounds really violent, but it's very...
It's slow violent.
Well, and it's not like it's not bloody. You're shooting red glass guys.
Sure.
So, I mean,
instead of coming in and like there's all these characters coming at you and it's super fast paced, instead you're looking at the bigger picture and to see what's the best move to make in this situation.
It's crazy. And I will just tell you, that's a game that seems like it was made for VR. And now that Super Hot is available in VR, as much as I loved the original, this is the one.
Virtual reality is a better platform.
I'm going to tell you, Nikki, that Super Hot VR has been my favorite thing I've experienced in virtual reality. It's crazy. It is crazy. Is that weird glass guy shooting at your head? Move your head. Boom! Listen to the sound of the bullet go whizzing past your ear. It is nuts. Like
very real life.
Time.
Well, as real life as shooting at red glass characters can be.
Well, and again, time only moves when you do. So you have got to take a look at the situation and decide where you're going to move and how you're going to move. And that's the other thing. It made me wish I had a larger play space. Because you can really walk around and do things in this. Guy's coming at you with a gun, grab it, and then punch him. Sure? Remember, time only moves when you do, so you can plan that out. Guy coming at you with a shotgun, take your gun and, like, just tap all the little shells or the pellets out of the air. Or just step out of the way.
And it won't hit you?
Oh, it's nuts, dude. I mean, you know, you get hit a bunch and you regenerate. But again, Super Hot VR is just, it is puzzle solving where it's like, okay, oh, I didn't do that in the right order. I should get this thing first and then do that thing. I was so wrapped up in it. I really lost track of
Well, you can actually watch him as he's wrapped up in that. That is available if you want to see for Obadiah Plays for Super Hot in virtual reality. It's available through our Radio U Riot YouTube page or Facebook page. Both you can watch.
Yeah, and again, I will say that if you don't have access to virtual reality, I get it. Like, I didn't
for
quite a while.
The game was still fun originally.
The original game just for the Xbox and the PC is also a ton of fun. But I will have to say, like, they really ramped it up for VR. So, hey, watch it. It's going to be posted at riot.radiou.com. Find it on YouTube. Find it on Facebook. But I was both literally and figuratively blown away by Super Hot VR.
Wish the worst of the riot would never end.
Everything that has a beginning has an end.
What is wrong with you? Get our daily podcast through iTunes, Google Play, or the Radio U app.
I've got an idea. I think that you should quit your job or drop out of school, whichever one it is, and you should just start sailing the Pacific.
Does that seem like maybe not the best idea for everybody?
That's what I am.
What if we all did? Then it'd be awfully crowded. So we're not all supposed to.
So, you know what, Nikki? So what? Not everyone can follow their dreams. Just you do it.
That doesn't mean that was my dream, though.
Let society support you.
Oh, gosh. Don't even get us started in that.
What? What?
I don't want to go on a trip across the Pacific.
The most important thing, Nikki, is that you're fulfilled.
Yes. Yeah, so you want me to be happy?
I do. I'm not worried about anybody else, and I don't care about the consequences. Just you. Andrew Sullivan, this is what he decided to do. He, about 11 months ago, he's from Seattle. He quit his job, sold everything he owned, and then bought a 30-foot sailboat, took it out into the ocean. And he said he had no destination in mind.
Just wanted to just go.
Just wanted the appeal of adventure, the fear of unknown, and an overriding desire to explore.
Did he need
and
to get so, rescued?
Nope.
Oh, he made it?
In fact, Nikki, I'm just talking to you about all the amazing places that he has gone that...
In his boat?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
Well, he's gone to all kinds of Pacific islands where nobody even lives. He's got photos of himself, like, hanging out on beaches that are deserted. You know, all this kind of stuff. There's an element of like, well, I hope you don't need any help.
Yeah, because you happen to be the lucky one during that trip.
Yeah, hope weather doesn't, hope nothing gets you.
Please don't take this as like, well, this is now my dream and I can do it just like he did.
I mean, I'm assuming he must have taken some classes to learn.
I don't know. Sometimes people just go, impulse.
Yeah, there's video of him on... In the South China Sea during a storm, he says, I'm riding out a storm in the South China Sea. Please excuse the language. Hashtag pray for Andy.
So I want to watch these.
There's some scary moments there, I'm sure.
Send it my way. I want to see.
It's pretty amazing. But you know what, Nikki? What's holding us back?
Like that's what we want to be doing or
well, okay, maybe we don't want to do the Pacific, but why do we need a place to live and whatever? Like maybe we should just head out.
We're supposed
to
shake off the shackles of life.
Society.
Yeah, society and what we should be doing.
Maybe we should just walk the earth.
But there are some that are supposed to make it possible for the others to shake off those shackles.
Okay, well, why do
like,
we...
Like, who made the boat? Someone must have made the boat.
Right, but maybe it's their turn to wear the shackles, and we'll go. You know?
Okay.
Like, maybe it's our turn to go.
Yeah, that might be something. Just oh, that does go. Look pretty, though. I would love to be on an island right now.
Yeah.
I would like other people to be on the island, too, friendly, but not it be just completely abandoned.
Okay. All right. That's out. Hey, listen, right here, I'm with you. I just want, like, okay, what about this? What about this? What if you had your own island and then the island with the people on was just a little ways over there?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Or okay. I had, like, my Nikki Airbnb island. Like, you could come and I would rent out an island house.
Okay. You know, sounds great. Something to think about. If we just, threw off the shackles of what society has forced us to conform to.
I don't think of it as shackles. I just think of it as like clothing, and we're all supposed to wear some, aren't we?
I'm not a slave. I'm an indentured servant, and I receive, you know, something for my troubles.
No, again. Sorry, I know either. Some can just walk around naked, but others are fine with wearing a little bit of clothes.
Okay, well, I just want to be free. I want to be naked, but I keep putting the clothes on. So, like, I need to gather my courage and go out and just do it.
Just go.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's the riot on Radio U.
Now, there's been a lot of talk in this room today, mostly from Nikki, about how disappointed we've been in Donut Day so far.
Today's National Donut Day, and you guys were like tops yesterday. Everybody, Facebook, Twitter, reminding us today was the day. We didn't want to miss out on it, and we've got nothing.
Yeah, well, you know what, Nikki, here's the thing. I just want to show you something. I don't know if you've seen it, but if you want to know who you should be disappointed
don't
in.
Don't put the camera app and point it at me and let me see my face there.
Who do you see in this picture?
All right? What was I going to do?
Who do I see in this picture? I see me.
Now you see you.
We have to be disappointed in ourselves.
In the show, and I am.
Okay, it's disappointed in us. But the thing is, like, there's all this pressure for Donut Day, but what did you do for World Otter Day?
Well, of course, I fed a donut to my otter.
Oh, you guys got an otter now.
Yeah, we did.
That was she got a puppy, and then they got an otter.
He wanted a friend, and we thought, well, what would be the best thing to add to a household would be an otter.
Well, I have multiple times, I will say, thought about converting my bathroom into an otter sanctuary,
But the
your allergy still.
Well, you know what? The nice thing is with the water, I'm not as allergic because the dander is not as bad.
Sure.
Because a lot of it just collects in the pools.
And otters are so cute. Did you ever see all the videos where they hold hands when they're swimming on their backs?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's otters, right?
And now they can swim with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if otters do that.
I think they do.
You know what? Let's go with it because, you know what? As the Riot, we like to spout things we don't know in a world without consequence.
No, it's totally otters. They lay on their back, they float around, and they're always like holding hands with their partner.
Do you know what they said you should do on World Otter Day to celebrate World Otter Day?
Donate money to an otter rescue site or something? Or?
Well, of course that, but what do we do in the United States?
Eat them?
We eat.
You can't eat otters, though.
No, but you can have an otter pop.
Oh, a popsicle.
Mm-hmm. But they call them otter pops. Because that's a brand that really wants you to get on board.
They have no other day. But
support them. Yeah.
What's an otter pop? Oh, the little long plastic tubey things.
Let me give you what Wikipedia says it is. A clear plastic tube filled with a fruit-flavored liquid.
Yeah, tubey thing.
Some varieties contain 100% fruit juice. Others do not.
Some contain 100% otters.
Some contain whatever the heck. Something, something.
Some contain toilet water with a little bit of food coloring.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yes, okay, so for Otter Day, you could also have an otter pop.
Yep.
So, I don't think I've ever had a licensed one from that company.
Never. Never. I've heard the phrase, but I've never had an actual otter pop. And you know, the sad thing is, we still have 363 days until Otter Day next year, so we're just going to have to wait.
So I'm sorry, is today Otter Day or was it yesterday?
No, it was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That's
we
what
really
I'm saying. Like, we were so excited about winning Joke Wednesday that we were just like, oh my gosh, I forgot about Otter Day. The nice thing about winning Joke Wednesday, though, is that it happens every week.
Sure.
So it's not something that you have to worry about.
All right. Well, let's add it to the calendar for next year.
Okay. You first. And in the meantime.
Wait. Putting it in now.
Thanks, Nikki.
All right. Ding, it's there.
Don't forget to click save.
Hope I'm printing it. We're all set for next year, aren't we? Otter Day.
I'm excited.
Got it. That's teamwork.
Thank you.
I probably saved some events somewhere.
You definitely just broke something.
Well, I didn't need it anyways.
It's the Riot.
It's pretty violent. It's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Oh, yeah.
Radio U.
We've not had Honey Bun and Cheetos, but...
We haven't. And we've had donuts.
Doritos. Doritos today.
Nikki, I just want to say, today's a day that a lot of people are going to be talking about Wonder Woman. But I want to talk about Superman. Right? I do. I want to talk about a personal superhero that swooped into my life and rescued us from the Doritos and delivered us to the donuts.
Earlier, we did a riot food fight with the Doritos, the hot ones that just came out. And it's National Donut Day, and we were missing something. And Chris saw that and brought in donuts. Yay, Chris!
Chris, you're the real hero of this story, buddy.
Oh, I'd like to thank my mom.
Who made donuts possible.
I guess.
Chris has overcome a lot of hardship lately, all right?
He's
been
had a cough.
Sick. He's coughed so loud that I'm surprised he's even still alive.
Yeah, just because it's been so long.
Yeah, yes. And he overcame this, and he, you know, you went looking for donut Oreos.
I did try finding them, but there were every other kind of flavor known to mankind.
Well, yeah. Oreo released
except for donuts.
Yeah, Oreo released a jelly filled donut flavor for a Walmart exclusive today.
Yes, they did.
But. I'll take that. I'll take still
so
the
Chris
donuts.
Chris bought us donuts instead.
Yay, thanks,
yes. Chris, you're going out on a high note. Chris is going to be on vacation all next week.
That's how you do that. That
That's
means
how
we'll
we
miss
do it. Yeah.
You. Mm-hmm. That's it. We want you to come back.
He walks in with donuts.
Mm-mm-mm.
Who is this guy? I'll tell you who he is. He's the answer to the problem. All right? That's who he is.
He's a problem solver.
He's the answer.
Well, all right. We might as well finish the show since, you know, now we have the donuts.
Now you have donuts.
Yeah.
Well,
we can keep going.
I'm going to eat a donut, Nikki. I'm going to do that.
Well, let me take a picture first. It is a holiday.
Oh why? We have to take a photo of everything.
Hello.
Just want to eat a donut.
Just eat it.
Hello. Hashtag National Donut Day. Come on, guys. Let's just do this properly.
Take the freaking picture.
Okay, give me a second. I'll get over
donut.
There. I'll do it now.
Eat your phone.
It's the worst of the riot because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
If you want to find me at the gym, it's really easy. Just go in, look for the person that's really out of shape and wearing very not trendy clothes. Like a crappy old t-shirt.
That won't just be you at the gym. There'll be others.
At the gym I go to, it is just
me. It's a smaller
me.
Group of people like that.
Yeah, everybody at the gym I go to is beautiful, and they invest in their clothing. And guys and girls, I'm telling you, like, they've got big,
maybe,
big arms and Nike Tri-Fit sweat wick,
the
whatever.
Clothes and stuff give them the confidence, and the confidence is what you're seeing.
Maybe. Oh, so what you're saying is that if I just had better posture, I'd suddenly look so much better.
Better confidence, and maybe the clothes can give you that.
Okay, well, get a load of this. The, like, compression tights and compression shirts, you've seen them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Ohio State University just did a study on the effects of compression clothing. Like, hey, how effective is this stuff? Guess who funded the study?
Under Armour.
Nike.
Nike did.
So what do you think they found out?
That it's great for you, no problems, and you should invest?
Nope.
Oh, it's bad for you?
It's not bad for you, but they said, they basically said that the performance increase is so marginal that you basically aren't going to notice.
Okay, so if you're going at it where you think the compression clothes will help you during your workout, then studies could say possibly no.
No, study didn't say possibly.
I just wanted to leave a little open-ended. I don't know. I don't want to make a sweeping statement.
According to this study from the Ohio State University, and it's interesting. They said they went into the study just like, yeah, we're going to find out that it's great. It helps everything. Nope. They didn't see any noticeable performance increases. Now, you might. What Nikki said counts for something, because sometimes when you say to yourself, when I put these shoes on,
I'm ready. You're ready to go.
I'm going to run so much faster, you would not even believe it.
So maybe in a study, you wouldn't necessarily be a part of the group, the entire group saying it doesn't really have a marked noticeable difference in your workout. But for you, it might.
Right.
It very well might.
That would be in your head. Now, the idea behind a compression performance wear is that basically when your muscles are working, there's vibration in your muscles. And so the idea is that if you could stop that vibration from happening, then the force that is wasted in the vibration of the muscle is then translated to the movement, and therefore there's extra strength that takes place there. Nike says no.
It looks good though.
now you have to wonder that they've done this study and the people at Ohio State have these results. Does Nike stop selling their $125 compression pants?
No way.
You don't think so?
Not at all. No? Most people will never hear this study.
So they're just done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the other side of it is Nike may go back to the drawing board and try to find something that does.
True, that they can charge just as much for. Well, I mean, they need to keep moving and evolving.
Nikki, you're wrong. It's where they're going to have to charge more for it.
Well, the new technology.
They got to cover the cost of the R&D that went into your pants. A lot of R&D in your pants. Just to let you know.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself, because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
Just a heads up, if you're looking for something to read this weekend, Beren and Lúthien, the previously unreleased J.R.R. Tolkien work, is now available for purchase.
Ooh, that could be something. How long is that?
You know what? Actually, I was just about to look at that, and I should have been ready.
Didn't know if it was like, you know, a short one, but a good one, or a exceptionally long, needs to be edited one.
Okay, here we go. Beren and Lúthien. It's only $17 on Kindle.
$17. That's a lot.
The Kindle book.
Which means the book should be like $18-19. Kindle's always just right under it.
288 pages, it says. And this may shock you, but it's got a 5-star review on
Amazon already.
Yep, it does. Of course, these are all for the Kindle edition, not the hardcover. You know, here's what I look at this and go, I don't think so. And the reason being that a few years ago, they did this exact same thing. I think it was, 5 or 6 years ago, they released The Children of Húrin, which is Christopher Tolkien, which is J.R.R.'s grandson.
Yeah.
He took these old notes and all this stuff.
Put your hands up that they found.
They compiled them and they turned it into a book. And I bought that. And I'm not going to say it was disappointing, but I'll tell you, if you thought you were getting another Lord of the Rings, you're not.
No, it's just not possible.
Right. And you find both the Children of Húrin and this book, The Beren and Lúthien, you find abridged versions of them in The Silmarillion, which I also have. And I know it's all nerd alert up in here, but there's a ton of money riding on this. And I'm sure there is a multi-billion dollar 40-film franchise that is just
coming
waiting.
Coming soon.
It is just waiting.
If we like it enough, you got to show some interest in it.
Well, and if Peter Jackson is going to be directing it, we can be assured that it's not 40 million films. It'll be 43 films as they manage to break
squeeze
a few.
Out.
Well, you take a few of them, you break them in half.
True.
What you need is a really long kitchen sequence.
Or a long battle scene. That still works, too. That's a classic.
And let's not forget about a love triangle. Beren and Lúthien and Nikki.
I am in the book. I didn't want to tell you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
The McGriddle. I hear it in my dreams.
That's right.